starting noon tomorrow at the Ordock, September 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. 4 days, 50 hours, 10,000 records, give or take. Mm.
We stopped counting after a while.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of boxes we bring in there.
Right.
A lot of boxes.
And this is, as usual, upstairs?
It is. They let us use the community room upstairs. We fill tables full of all sorts of media. I mean, you were talking about tape. You were talking about vinyl earlier. And also CDs and posters and T-shirts and everything in between. And I mean, it's really, I think, one of those things where we want to get people to come out, of course, and join us. But it's that love of music that we were just talking about, that mystique, you know?
And it's interesting because when we talk music, people think, you know, the albums, the CDs, the whole bit like that. But when you look at the music world, you mentioned it and touched on it briefly, the posters, the artwork that goes with this, the concert T-shirts, which are not necessarily a thing of the past, but they're not what they were yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
And it's interesting, too, that all the records that came out in 1971 are 50 years old this year.
Shut up.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Well, that's Sean Teichman showing up here again this morning. Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
No, but so what's going to be happening? If someone has never been to this, what can they expect?
Well, everyone's welcome, first of all. It's an all-ages free event. This is our eighth year at the Ordock. We've got tables that we fill the community room with, all sorts of media, everything from ABBA to Zappa. And really, I mean, it's a lot of entry points, you know? I mean, yes, if you want to get the new Olivia Rodrigo or Halsey record, those are available on vinyl. But then those legacy artists, you know, the first Elvis Presley record, the first Little Richard record, the first Beatles record, those are there mixed in as well. And I think it's the variety and diversity that keeps people coming back and just that pawing through all of those bins, checking them out.
What are the hours here at the Ordock? When are you going to be doing this?
We're going to be starting tomorrow, noon, until 11 p.m., September 9th, Thursday, and then the 10th, 11th, and 12th, noon until 11 p.m. each night. And there's also live music, food, and beverages.
We were talking about this off microphone a little bit, John, but what is it with the fact that vinyl, of all things, is making this big comeback? What are you hearing from people with this?
Well, I think that people like to display their love and affection for certain artists. I think that, like you were talking about, the poster, the T-shirt, the record jacket, the thing they have in common is it's this visual representation that, you know, it's not like someone's going to come over and say, like, can I look at your iTunes collection?
Or, right.
You know,
right.
Can I look at your MP3s? You know, I mean, I even think that, you know, that like even when you had a stack of CDs on the shelf, that people would look at the spines and be like, oh, what's that? You know,
right.
But the experience of these vinyl records, you know, whether they're new or used or how you play them, how you display them, it's a physical artifact.
And I got to ask you this. I know we've asked this before, but I mean, you obviously, it's an all ages show. You're going to get a certain generational, they're just going to pop in to look for stuff. But what are you seeing with people that are on the younger side that maybe weren't all this familiar with it? Who's coming in and what are the stories they're sharing with you guys?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, that people can kind of curate exactly what they're looking for. If someone comes in and says, you know, I was listening to the Doobie Brothers, you know, or Steely Dan, we can make recommendations about other things. Usually the way they're hearing them, it's some connection with a family member, you know, like, you know, intergenerational listening is happening. Right. And the idea that, you know, well, I was introduced to this through my uncle or my dad or my older brother, you know, or someone, it's a familial connection. And then it becomes this thing where I want to make it my own. These are my records, you know.
Well, I think one thing too, you know, like my daughter who's 26, very much into music as a musician herself, hears the difference in the music between a digital copy of something and the analog vinyl, and there's a feeling and there's a power that you don't get with the digital side of things that I think a lot of the millennial generation right now hears that difference and goes, "What have we been missing out on?"
Oh, absolutely. And my ears at 45 are not what they once were.
Sure. I'm sorry, what?
Uh-huh. Who? Hey, who are you?
But the idea, too, that, you know, like, if you're going to experience your favorite band, your favorite record, you want to do it in the best way possible. And I think that, you know, I think it's like a good meal or anything in life. You know, I think that experiences, quality experiences are something that you can't put your finger on exactly.
It's going on starting tomorrow through Sunday. You mentioned there's going to be a little bit of live music going on also at the Ordock.
Yeah, we got Steve Leaf on Thursday night. We've got Conga Semene, Legacy Reggae, Finnish Reggae Band Friday night. And then Saturday night, we got the Daydreamers.
Oh, okay. So great really, music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mixing it up, too.
Yeah, I like that.
And then food as well. You know, the food trucks will be rolling through.
And beer.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Got to stay hydrated.
Might be a few people in town Saturday in particular with Beer Fest happening. So
And this is in conjunction with Beer Fest as well. So we do get to host the brewers. The folks that brew the beer.
Oh boy, here we go. It's going to be one of those.
That they come in. They come in and their love and affection for music is only matched by their affection for brewing beverages.
Let's talk about the hours one more time. When
and
when?
Please.
When and where?
Yes. Ordock Brewing Company in downtown Marquette, 114 West Spring Street, starting Thursday, September 9th at noon. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, running through Sunday. Our close time is usually 11 o'clock. Jeff Walker and I stay and linger until everyone leaves.
Wow.
So
it's a long couple of days, boy, I'll tell you.
It is.
Noon to 11 each day. John Teichman with us in the studio setting up, getting the word out about the Ordock record sale happening this weekend. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you so much.